Welcome to the Taryn Reeve Show, where your journey to empowerment takes center stage. I'm your host, Taryn Reeves, best-selling author and publishing expert. Together, we'll dive into the hearts and minds of visionaries, disruptors, and trailblazing leaders to explore the most compelling and thought-provoking ideas in life, business, and marketing. Let's inspire, impact, and ignite. This is the Taryn Reeves Show. Welcome to another episode of the Taryn Reeves Show. Today, I am joined by Dr. Piper Gibson, all the way from the States. Welcome, Piper. I'm so glad to have you with me today.
Thank you, Taryn. I am really excited to be joining you.
Amazing. Now, Piper is one of my authors, and she is a doctor of advanced holistic nutrition. She's a traditional naturopathic doctor and is a board-certified doctor of natural medicine. Piper helps scared, frustrated, and overwhelmed parents get access to the tools and resources they need so they can get a start to reduce their child's tic disorder symptoms naturally. She is the founder of Regenerating Health and has been able to help many families all over the world to gain control of their child's neurodevelopmental issues using food, functional lab testing, and natural approaches. She resides in New Mexico with her husband and two sons. When she isn't working in the health space, you can find her relaxing at the lake with her family. So excited to talk to you today, Piper, about an issue that I know is not that widely spoken about. So I'm excited to shine some light on here with you. Now, you wrote a chapter in a multi-author book project with us here at Four Eagles Publishing called Corporate Dropouts. For those of the people who are listening or watching, can you give us a sneak peek of what that chapter was about?
Yeah, absolutely. I had big dreams of being a fashion designer and glittery and sparkly and runways and all the glamour. And I quickly found out that wasn't the life for me. And when my son got sick, it totally took us down an entirely different path, which is where I am today. And so my chapter's titled From Jeans to Genes and how I went from working with a denim manufacturer as a designer and a merchandiser to what I currently do today.
Amazing. It's such a great read. So if you haven't read that chapter yet, you guys, you need to get your hands on it because it is a journey for sure, because you went through the fashion industry, then you went to the Red Cross, then you started down this whole experience of the tic disorder world as a parent. That must have been very scary for you. Do you want to share a bit about that process and that situation with us?
Yeah. So it was actually really scary because we had gone to Disneyland. We had gone on a trip, really fun family trip. We came back the next day and my son was just jerking his neck and blinking uncontrollably. And we were like, what is going on? We thought, was it seizures? What is happening? We took some videos. I got him to the pediatrician. And pretty much the pediatrician took a look at him and said, I think he has a tic, just ignore it, but I will send you to the neurologist. And so wondering, what is a tic disorder? What is wrong with my child's brain? Like, what is going on? And it really sent me down the rabbit hole. It definitely sent us on a journey of doctor's appointments and medications and trying all of these things, because the typical conventional approach for tic disorder is just ignore it, they'll grow out of it. So your child is experiencing these symptoms that they cannot control. And you have people telling you, just ignore it. I'm like, no, that doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for him either.
Yeah. Do you think, in your opinion, is it exhausting on the body? Never mind the mind, for that continuous muscle movement to be happening, right?
It is definitely, he would say, he's exhausted in the end of the day. My clients, their children will say they're exhausted at the end of the day. They're tired. Their muscles hurt. They were massaging and rubbing and trying to help them relax. And there are medications that you can try there. But even places like the Cincinnati Children's Hospital will say that rarely medications reduce symptoms by more than 50%. So you're still experiencing symptoms. And a lot of kids that I work with, they've taken the medications and just like us, they didn't work. And so the parents who are coming to me are looking for a different approach.
So can you tell us a bit about your business and that different approach, treating it naturally?
So I work with families to reduce and hopefully recover tic disorder symptoms naturally. It is a long process, but what we are looking at is if your car's check engine light comes on, you don't just ignore it and drive around with it on. You get it to the mechanic. The mechanic hooks it up to diagnostics. He's going to tell you what's wrong with the car. When it comes to our kids, their check engine light is on, but just ignore it. Just let them keep driving around with it on. So what I'm doing is really helping parents to get access to the tools, education, resources that they need to really look under the hood. So I get them access to a lot of functional lab testing. Functional lab testing is not your general go to the doctor and get a blood draw. It is really looking at the function of the body. So we look at things like stool pathogens. Your gut and your brain are connected. We look at food sensitivities, because as a doctor of holistic nutrition, I know how much diet matters, and there's no one size fits all diet. So figuring out that right diet. We look at things like mold, environmental toxins, heavy metals. We're looking at genetics. I'm a genomic specialist where I really help families to look at, here's your genes. This is your blueprint. And then I help put that all together. How do they all connect? How does it all go together with what symptoms your child is experiencing and their health history? Because we can look back, just like I can look back with my son and say, okay, there was all of these things that started to happen the day he was born that really start to connect those dots. And so I tell people my superpower, my magical power is connecting these dots. So I'm helping parents to get the lab testing, look at the data. And then when we create this individualized plan that includes diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, supplementation, and we're doing this natural approach to help get the body back in balance.
So what is a tic disorder? What is the medical diagnosis in your language? Break it down for us.
It is considered a movement disorder. So a movement disorder can be anything from like Parkinson's. A lot of people are very familiar with Tourette syndrome. So tics and Tourette's are related. What usually happens is that a tic disorder is usually considered one movement. So maybe they're jerking their neck or blinking their eyes, but you can also have verbal or motor. So motor would be the movement. Verbal would be kids who consistently say single words over and over, like my son said Francisco over and over and over again.
Yeah, and that's not a simple word to say either. No.
And so what happens is if you've had multiple compound tics, so motor and vocal, for more than a year, then you get a Tourette's diagnosis. So it's a movement disorder where your child basically, or you, if you're the one experiencing it, cannot control your movements. My son and a lot of my clients will say they feel they have to move their body and they can't do anything about it. They can't necessarily stop it. And so really it's looking at a movement disorder, and conventional medicine looks at it as a neurological issue. You're diagnosed with like a neurological tic. It's neurological. But from the holistic perspective, tics are not just purely not neurological. They're happening other places. And a lot of that is maybe from the gut or the foods that we're eating or the immune system or the genetics. So looking at what is happening inside the body.
Yeah, how interesting. So I've got two questions that are coming up here. I'm trying to put them in the right order that makes sense. For, are there any early symptoms? Let's ask that. Are there any early symptoms or warning signs that something could be coming along?
There are some really interesting early signs. One is constipation. It can be, constipation can be early signs of a lot of things, not just a tic disorder, but just having that constipation and having your waste being recycled throughout the body can be an early sign. A lot of kids who start to experience tics are doing constant eye blinking and they go to the doctor and it's just allergies, you need some Zyrtec. There are a lot of kids will very young, two or three, start experiencing these, what I call Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde behavior, just very intense mood swings. It's like one second they're fine and the next second it's like, it's not fine. They're just wall with anger. So we look back when I start to look at all that health history and tell parents, like, were there mood swings? Was there anxiety? Was there eye blinking, the constipation? Your gut health really depends a lot on as well. Like, was your child's C-section or natural birth? Kids who are born C-section miss out on a lot of really good bacteria. So it's definitely looking at it from a completely different perspective.
Yeah, I love how holistic it all is. And isn't it amazing how everything is so interconnected? Yes, it's got something to do with the brain, but it's got something to do with the gut and the muscles and everything else, the digestive tract. So amazing. Now, tell me more about this food and diet, how this fits in to the whole thing. Are there certain foods that are like aggravating or that people should steer away from? What do you think?
So there are inflammatory foods. We know that dairy and gluten being two of the top inflammatory foods. So kids who experience things like tics, OCD, sensory processing, ADHD, it can be very key to remove the gluten and the dairy from their diet, at least for a period of time, to reduce inflammation. And the thing is with foods is it the fact that you might have some, what we call leaky gut or intestinal permeability going on that is causing food issues, or is it foods causing the gut issues? So we know that they're very highly related. So those are two of the top inflammatory foods, sugar, of course, being number one inflammatory food of all time. So really looking at reducing or taking those foods out. But one of the reasons I do food sensitivity testing is a lot of times I find kids are sensitive to additional things like eggs or pineapple or onions or whatever the case may be. And so we know that, hey, if this is happening at higher levels, or if we know that they're sensitive to 25 different foods, that there's really some things in the gut that need a closer look.
Yep. And how do you go about repairing that? Is that the whole different range of things? I'm assuming it's not just simple.
It's not just simple. A lot of parents Google and the thing that comes up is probiotics. So they're running down to the mini mart or whatever the case may be and grabbing that probiotic. And what I tell parents is too much of a good thing can actually be a bad thing. If you don't know what your child's gut actually needs and you're just putting in random old probiotic, that may not be the best approach. And these kids are really sensitive. And so some kids, mine included, see an increase in symptoms when we're adding in the probiotic and we're thinking, what am I doing wrong? Yeah, it is really based on, this is why I like to do a stool pathogen test, because then we can say, okay, these are the targeted things that your child needs. This is what's going on with food. This is what's going on with gut. This is what's going on with genes. We can look at things like mold. Let's say you're living in an older home. Maybe there's mold in your older home. That mold is a biotoxin. It starts to push out the good bacteria in your gut. And so we need to look at all of these aspects to figure out, how is this all connected?
Yeah, it's just so fascinating. Now, tell me, you do these functional lab tests and I'm assuming other tests as well. Do you work with people globally or is it only in the States at the moment?
I work with people globally. I have several clients in Australia. I've got people in UK. There's a couple of countries it's a little harder to get tests into or out of based on shipping and customs. But any of the bigger countries where there's some decent shipping, it's pretty easy to get that done.
Great, great. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that if anyone's listening is like, yes, I need support, that they can come to you for that. That's amazing. Now, who do you love to work with? Who's your favorite ideal person to support?
I am my favorite client. And by that, I mean, I help scared, frustrated, overwhelmed parents get access to the tools, the education, the resources they need in order to start reducing those tic disorder symptoms naturally. For me, when we fell into this, we got told we needed to go to the nutritionist. There was one nutritionist in town. She was booked for 6 months. And I thought to myself, I have to figure this out for myself. So I always wanted somebody to hold my hand. So I'm looking for that mom, much like myself. They've done the research. They've tried the medications. They've been to the doctor and they are committed to making big changes to help their child. And that's really my favorite clients. We relate on every single level, but I know that they're going to be the most successful because they have what it takes to really put in the work and the effort.
Yeah. Yeah. Such an important service, I think, Piper. It's horrible to be in that scared place. I myself have been through something similar with my daughter, not with a tic disorder. We've actually just been referred to a specialist immunologist. And it's so scary, so tempting to just jump on Google. And I'm like, no, I'm not jumping on Google because I don't want to scare myself even more because it's probably not as bad as I'm thinking it is and all these sorts of things. So it can be a really horrible place to be in when it comes to our kids. Us women are fearless, right? We are fierce and we are just wanting to support them. So I think that's amazing. What's next for you in your business? You have just quit your corporate job fully. Congratulations. Tell us more about that and the journey that you're looking
for. Absolutely. So as a genomic specialist, I was working for a genetics company, which I loved it, but it got to the point where I had to decide, do I want to train doctors and nurses and other practitioners how to use genetics, or do I want to really help that client, those moms who I feel they need me? And so I did recently in the last week finish my corporate job. And so for me, it's a matter of I'm fully dedicated to working with my clients. I am working on a couple of things. I have a group program that is going to be a digital course that I will be launching at some point, hopefully in the next 6 months, but really continuing to work with my clients and give them all of this handholding that they need.
Amazing. And I know that we've got another special little project that we're working on together, your solo book with us here at Four Eagles Publishing. Can you give the people listening a little bit of a sneak peek about what that's going to be about and what they can look forward to from you?
Yeah, there's not a working title. Tara and I are working on coming up with some things, but it is going to be about tic disorders. It's going to be a full-on chapter book, but more of a guide to what we're looking at as far as tic disorders from that natural holistic perspective. So it's not anything that's involving treatments or diagnosis or anything like that, but really this is your guidebook. This is looking at the things that your child is experiencing, sharing more in depth of my story about how we got to where we are today and all of the specific steps that we took, but really digging into tic disorders from the natural perspective and giving clients a deeper look at that, the scientific side of it.
And if you're anything like me, I love digging deeper into these sorts of things, that education, because education really can be power when it's coming to staring down the barrel of something that's as big and disruptive as a tic disorder to your family. So I'm super excited to be working on this with you and for it to come out. Now, tell me, how can people find you?
I am on Facebook at Regenerating Health. I am on Instagram at Regenerating Health. My website is regenerating.health. So just www.regenerating.health. I also have a private Facebook group called Tic Disorder Secrets, a natural approach. So type it into Facebook and find us that way. You can request to join. But I have a blog with great new information every Friday. I have freebies, and it's called my freebie on there right now on my website. It's called the Tic Disorder Cheat Sheet. So parents can get on there, grab that and get started and take a look at what that is and how they can get started a little bit on this path.
Yeah, fantastic. And I'm going to include all of those links in the show notes beneath this audio or video, depending on where you're watching us. Now, if you have not purchased your copy of Corporate Dropouts, Piper wrote her chapter inside there, as did 19 other amazing women who were in corporate and decided that lifestyle wasn't for them, and how they navigated out of that and into the world of creating their own businesses and what that looked like and the struggles they experienced along the way. Head on over to Amazon, grab your copy, Kindle or paperback. If you know of someone who could benefit from it, please send them the link too. And if you are wanting to participate in a multi-author book project, or maybe even write your solo book, then I would love to hear from you. And my team at foureaglespublishing.com are ready to support you in whatever that looks like: writing, publishing, marketing, wherever you are on the journey. Thank you so much, Piper, for sharing your wisdom today on such an interesting and in-depth topic.
Thank you so much for having me, Taryn.
My pleasure. We'll be speaking again soon, I'm sure. That's a wrap on today's episode. If you love the insights and inspiration, don't let it end here. Hit subscribe to stay connected and turn your visions into reality alongside our community of changemakers. I'm Taryn Reeves. Thank you for joining me. And remember, your story has power. See you in the next episode.